Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're headed to sunny Los Angeles, where a new crop of curbside libraries has sprouted over the past few years. But instead of books, these libraries are full of seeds, and they're helping communities reconnect with nature after last year's wildfires. Possibly reporter Yannick Schaller, who's based in Southern California, drove out to see one of them in person.
There's a wooden box perched on a pole in front of Nina Raja's home in Pasadena, California. Without taking a closer look, you might assume that it's just another one of those little free libraries that have cropped up on many suburban curbsides. But anyone hoping to find a good read inside is in for a surprise.
We've got bush sunflower, we've got showy milkweed.
Colorful square packets of seeds line the shelves.
Yarrow, California poppy, some buckwheat. Oh, this is cool. This is from the Ohlone farm.
Nina is a trained naturalist and educator and has lived in a handful of different neighborhoods across LA. Over the years, she's built up a sizable collection of seeds, many gathered from her work with gardens and environmental organizations around the city. When she settled down in Pasadena in 2020, Nina decided that it was time to spread the wealth.
My neighbor has a little free book library, and it inspired me to just build my own little library that I put out in front of my house and share seeds.
Before long, Nina began partnering with other environmental organizations, community members, and even public schools to establish new libraries in neighborhoods throughout LA. Each so-called outpost is stocked with seeds that community members had donated.
These are from people's gardens. They might be edible seeds. They might be, you know, native plants that they planted in their yards or at community gardens.
There are now 17 libraries throughout LA, and there are more outposts in places as far away as Sonoma County in Northern California and even New York City. Nina says people often don't realize how spread out the library system really is.
There are just so many different outposts, and each one is totally unique.
Unlike a seed bank, whose purpose is to preserve a carefully constructed inventory of an ecosystem, Nina says that seed libraries are much more fluid. They represent the identity and needs of a specific community, which can vary from place to place and can change over time, too. For instance,
up here in Altadena, we're really focused on more phytoremediator seeds.
That Scrabble word was phytoremediator. It refers to plants that have the power to clean up the soil that they're rooted in. Much of the ground in Altadena is still contaminated with toxic chemicals from homes that burned during the wildfires that engulfed the city in January of 2025. Nina has been planting these seeds to absorb some of that pollution in her own neighborhood. But she says her neighbors come to the library to find all sorts of plants.
As I see what comes in and out of the library in front of my house, it helps me understand kind of what people are excited about, what they want.
And Nina is already building on this excitement. She's actually just finished a new design for the outposts. She's replacing the glass doors with wooden ones so the seeds can stay cool and out of the light.
Yeah. It's interesting you're trusting folks to know that this enclosed box contains what they want it to contain. I could see how the window is useful.
It'll say Altadena Seed Library on the front, and it'll say take what you need, leave what you can. So hopefully that'll be inviting enough. We'll find out.
That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.